Zodi Gomorrah. Tanya Nami Hoki. Ach, we are reaching the Spisa Sami Bateke. We have Yanta Veni, all of Yanta Batsoi. Tamalemele Sisha, our Chomet Zam Zipti. Sisha is a Fenzak by Adayim Chomet Kai, and Dibre Bishmo. Rabbi Akiva, I may have any Tzorah. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need. Rabbi Akiva says a very, very interesting raya. Rabbi Akiva says a very, very interesting raya. The Shbisu is Erev Yom Tov. What's the raya? Arei Yom Ach Yom Rishon Tashbisu Somri Batechem. Iktiv. Chomalach Olei Sasi. Umatzinu La'avorosh Yom Malach. Rabbi Akiva says a very interesting raya. The Tashbisu means Erev Yom Tov. What's the raya? We know that the Torah HaKadosh says, Kol Malach HaLei Sasu. And we know that burning is an Ach Malach. So how in the world could it be that the Torah HaKadosh said, Ach B'yom B'yishon Tashbisu means Yom Tov, when you're not allowed to do Shreifa? We'll skip Rabbi Yossi for a second. Amar Rava, Shmami Namad Rabbi Akiva Tlas. Shtei Rabbi Akiva three things. Shmami Namad B'yachom Ezel Shreifa. Shmami no havor lechalak yotzus. Shmami no leyamin ha b'hutu havor l'tzayr chutu nami shalot tzayr. There are three things that we learn out of Rabbi Akiva. First of all, we learn out that he holds ein b'yachom ezel shreifa, obviously, because otherwise the other things that you could do, which we'll talk about soon. Shmami no havor lechalak yotzus, which we'll see what the ray is. We have a raya that the reason why the Torah wrote havor in parshas vayakal is lechalak. We'll see what that means. Why can't you do it not for Eichel Nefesh? The answer is we don't hold up Mitoich. Rabbi Akiva brought a raya that Tashbisa means Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva is based on a hanocha that A, be a chometz is shreifa. Satan's Havar al-Lachalik Yosel, see what that means. And third of all, Be'ikr, we don't say Mitoich. What's Mitoich mean? Mitoich means that once you're mutter for Eichel Nefesh to do a malacha and Yom Tov, is your mutter to do even that for Eichel Nefesh? So what's the problem? What do I give Havar as a lav? Well, the Maisa, what do I give Havar as a osir? Well, the Maisa, you're mutter for Eichel Nefesh to do Havar. And once you're mutter for Eichel Nefesh, you're mutter not for Eichel Nefesh. But Rekiva doesn't hold of that. Therefore, Rekiva got himself into a bind of how can you do Ein Bir Chometz al Shreifa and Yom Tov, although it's osir, and therefore it's a right that Tashbisa means Erev Yom Tov. Not Kan Rabbi Akiva. In this sugi over here, there's many protim and protim, and you say there's some of the biggest yisaidas of the Masech, the line between the Gemara. We'll go kaseidah. There's a lot of eifanim here. The first thing is today we're going to speak about the Rashi here. So Rashi shmami nami delay nafkele the high yom rishon erev yom tov hu ella rishon the also the haver yom tov shmami nasiu leker vihuda damol akavam perakol shah and berachom tel shreifa yellow flami nisa. Yes, but also behold, that was really look at me out there. You have heard of a dumb racher. Rashi says that what was Rabbi Akiva's raya? What was the raya that Rabbi Akiva holds? Ain't Bro Chomet El Shreifa. The raya that Rabbi Akiva holds, Ain't Bro Chomet El Shreifa, is Zok Rashi, is because if you hold, like Rabbanan who hold, that you can do Hatashbisu a different way, so there's no problem doing it on Yantav. In Yantav, you take the Chomet, you throw it into the sea, or you give it to a caliph. What's the problem? That was the raya that Rabbi Akiva holds, Ein Bir Chometz El Shreifa, like Rabbi Yehuda. If he would have held that there's other ways of doing it, so then it would be Yachilenu, the Klavim, or you throw it into the sea, and you can do it on Yantav. So where's the raya that Be'yam Rishim Yitar Yantav? I say Zok Rashi shot in the Rava's raya number one, Rava bought three rayas, Shvami Natlas for Rabbi Akiva. That's the first thing. You'll all agree with me that on a very, very basic level, Rashi is a simple Rashi. Rashi says, wait, Rabbi Akiva have a raya that Tashbisu is Erev Yom Tov, like the Boshem Shad of Adam means Yom Rishon is the first day of Yom Tov. The answer is, he doesn't hold the of all the other Makaris. He brings a Murray to Kamakar. He has a Nifl to Kamakar. It says, Tashbisu according to Rabbi Akiva means Yom Chomet El Shreifa. You can't burn it. So Rashi, what's the raya? Because if you hold like the Rabbanan or hold that there's other ways of getting rid of Chomet, other ways of getting rid of Chomet don't clash with Yom Tov. You can throw it into the sea, you can give it to a Kamakar. As I stated in Rashi over here, the raya, that was Rabbi Akiva's raya, and that was the raya that Rava bought from Rabbi Akiva that he holds Ein Bir Chometz El Shreifa, because if you would hold like your bottom, there's alternative ways of getting rid of the Chometz. Pekta Pnei Yeshua, a very, very long and complicated kasha. But the long and complicated kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, the teretz that he says, ends up with one of the big yisaidas of the Masechta. And we're going to see Barachov Gedolah that the whole kasha doesn't make sense and the whole teretz doesn't make sense. But we'll go kaseidah one thing at a time. Shteita, from the biggest yisaidas over here in the Masechta. We'll go kaseidah. Pnei Shua says, Akasha, I led you on this journey on the Mamre Kremis, but I'm going to say over the Kasha Barachova anyway to appreciate what the Kasha was. The Gemara says later on, the Mishnah says later on that from Vav and Aleph, that if a guy has, you all know that if a guy has dough, a guy has iso, he has to be mafresh chalim. A person finds himself on Chomet, on Pesach, with dough that was tummy. He has a huge predicament. What should he do? What's the problem? What should he do? Halloi. He can't go ahead and make the. He can't be mafresh challah, because if he's going to be mafresh challah, the challah is going to be challah tmeya, and challah tmeya not allowed to eat. So this guy has a predicament. He has iso tmeya. He wants to go ahead and be mafresh the challah, but he has a major problem. How could he go ahead and do? What's he going to do with the challah that he was mafresh? Rashi over here explains the predicament. Rashi Mepov says as follows: Hari ein yochol la'afoyso me'achashin ro'el lachila. The din of challah tmei is that it has to get burnt. So let's see, what are you going to do with the challah when you separate it? You're going to bake it? You can't bake it, because it's not echol nefesh, because the din is that the kohen who's going to get the challah has to burn it. Option one. The shayso, the sof of erev, yefshe sholetach mitzvah. Elamai, to keep it around till the evening. To keep the challah around till the evening. Can't do that either. It's going to become chametz. I'm going to end up with chametz in my house. Option three. The sof of lachilo leklavim. Okay, so there's a blitzel. Be mafresh the challah, will be challah tmeya, and you'll burn it now. Okay, and you'll burn it now, and you give it to klavim. Yeshu she'ein sofim kachim b'yantiv. You're not allowed to burn kachim b'yantiv. That's it. That's learned out of a pasuk in Masechta Shabbos. We'll go slowly. A guy has dough. Now the dough is tummy. The fact that the dough is tummy doesn't bother him. He'll go bake it. He'll eat a tummy. There's no problem eating dough that's tummy. No problem eating bread that's tummy. But the problem is after you mafresh challah. So if I'm going to mafresh challah, the challah is going to be challah tmeya. What am I going to do with it? Eat it, you can't eat it. Therefore, you can't bake it. LMI, to wait till the evening and then burn it, it's going to become chametz with it. I'm going to end up sitting with a piece of chametz in my house. It's like this. The rest of the dough I can bake and eat it. But the challah, I can't, the challah whose din is to burn, I can't bake it because I don't have a heter of ochel nefesh. I can't leave it around because it's become chametz. LMI, to stop burn it now, there's a din, ain't sofrin. Kachrim b'yantav. You can't burn kachrim tamei b'yantav. It's learned out of a pasuk in Masechta Shabbos. That's aleph. Rashi is on a line, and you can't give it to a kelev. Here's the question: is why not? Here's the big question out of the sinner. A guy has dough. He's trying to make himself. By the way, he's making himself a challah, making himself lachem b'yantav, making himself matzah b'yantav. He has a big problem. He has to be mafresh challah. It's devil. So there's a major problem. You can't be mafresh the challah because the dough itself you can bake. Also, nefesh. But the challah you can't be mafresh. What are you going to do? Bake it, you can't bake it, because the din is they're supposed to burn it. Burn it, you can't burn it, because you're not allowed to burn kachrim tmeim on yontav. Elamai, the answer is to wait till the night, I can't. I have a simple etza. Give it to a dog to eat. Hey, a guy has a dog, give it to the dog to eat, and shalom yisrael. He took care of it. What about she answer? In suffering kachrim yontav. You're not allowed to burn kachrim yontav, it's not out of a special policy. I'm not burning, I'm giving it to a dog. What's the problem? Mabaya. The Chappel also. Why can't I give it to them? Very simple. The guy's desperate. I was waiting. Everyone's waiting for the Suda. In those days, they ate fresh matzahs on Yontif. It was fresh, straight out of the oven. So the Mishad is, I was waiting. So take off the challah. What are you going to do with the challah? You give it to the dog, and the dog will eat it. Finish. So Rashi says you can't. So Rashi over here in Psachim Daf Mevo is very mysterious. Very mysterious, Rashi. Why can't I do such a thing? But the Rashi in Beitza that I asked you to see today, the Rashi addresses it. The Rashi addresses it, and the Rashi explains, I want to learn the Rashi inside with you by Richos to explain the wondrous nature of this Rashi, the amount of Kedusha that Rashi says over there, which has made this Rashi famous. By the way, I want to finish off. And if you're not mafresh l'challah, you can't eat, obviously, the dough, so you're stuck without fresh matzah. What do you do? Look at the Rashi in Beit Zadav Chavdayim and Beit. This kama v'kama v'kama Kedusha matzumim in this Rashi. Kama v'kama chidusha matzumim in this Rashi. Look inside. Chala shenitmo, eina ruya l'koyin hayon. You cannot give it to the koyin today. Why? Dabachila asur olaylam. It's asur because it's challah tmei. So eat, you can't eat. Okay. Ubahasaka oylitit oylesita lekalboy biyantiv asur. Why? Dein mevarim kotchim tmei min hoylam biyantiv. I feel like the achilas behema. You're not allowed to get rid of mevar kotchim tmei min yantiv even by giving it to behema. Why not? Slowly. The kaimala. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, she'ein sorfim kotchim biyantiv. You're not allowed to burn kotchim biyantiv. Slowly. And don't tell me that the reason why you can't burn it is because only because it's you're burning something which is shalei l'tzerech. It's not echol nefesh. Right? What's shemen sreifa? What's shemen sreifa? By the way, shemen sreifa is shemen of truma. That sreifa is burned. Why does it have to get burned? Why does shemen sreifa have to get burned? Because it's tummy. Shemen sreifa is shemen of truma that became tummy. That you have to burn it. Ain't sof in shemen sreifa biyantuf. Havar l'tzerechu. That lokus ner biyantuf tzerech achiluhu. Umuteras afilu hachi b'shemen sreifa loy. For who shemen truma shenitnis digzeres hakosofu she'ain kotrin tmeim mitbarim biyantuf. Rachmana ach shevela havarason tiksiv bo eishi sorif hilkoch balachu. Let me explain what this Rashi is saying. There's a lot of Torah that needs us to explain this Rashi in Beitza, and then we'll work our way back, Mishal Tovo and Mutzlachas, all the way back to our Rashi. Watch. A guy has Isa, which is Tommy. Okay. It's Yontif. He wants to have a Geshmakar. Kosher le Pesach Pita. He wants to bake it. That's a major problem. He has to take off challah. He can't take off challah. Why can't he take off challah? Eat it, you can't eat it. Challah tmei even. Wait till the evening, it's going to become chametz. What about burning it now? You can't burn it now. Ain't sofrin, biyantif. It's a pasuk, kaimolo. What about giving it to a dog? Can't give it to a dog. Now, we'll go slowly. Why can't you give it to a dog? Rashi says, you can't even give it to a behemah. Why not? So Rashi explains like this. The din of ain't sofrin, kotchim biyantif, that you can't burn, kotchim dika tome. Kachim, which is Tomei on Yontif, you can't do it even if it's Eichel Nefesh. We'll try it even if it's Eichel Nefesh. For example, a guy has Truma Tomei. The din is, Truma Tomei is called Shemen Sreifa. Rashi says in Beitza. It's called Shemen Sreifa because the din is you have to burn it. Now I want to use the Shemen Sreifa. What do I want to use? I want to burn it, but I want to use it to light a candle, to use it for a Suda. You're allowed to. It's Eichel Nefesh. Why can't you do it? Says Rashi because it's Xer Sakosov. What's Xer Sakosov? Xer Sakosov says, the Gemara Shabbat says, Ain sorfin kachim yantov. You're not allowed to burn kachim yantov. Says Rashi, why? The malacha, because it's called the malacha. I'm going to stop right here. So what if it's called the malacha? But the Torah was matir eichel nefesh. So first of all, this Rashi is a treasure house. In this Rashi state, Hazach, which probably that I've never heard before, that the reason why eichel nefesh is water and yantov is not because the Torah was matir eichel nefesh, because it's not called the malacha. When I'm making food for Yontif, that's not called quote-unquote malach. This is before Shirashi. Rashi speaks out that what's the reason why you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreif for Yontif? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreif for Yontif, even as well. But why? It's like Rashi, the malachahu. Every time, I don't think, when your mother cooks on Yontif, she wants to make fresh food on Yontif, and she cooks, it's not a malacha. So what does Rashi say that the reason why you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreif on Yontif, even though it's what? Even though it's for Eichel Nefesh, because I'm using it to light a candle, which is included in the Heter of Eichel Nefesh, Rashi says, the Malachahu. But it's a custom, right? But why Rashi went together? It's the Malachahu, says Rashi, because it's called the Malachah. Without it, it's called the Malachah. So, I figure Chakasha, every Eichel Nefesh is not a Malachah. Stating this Rashi, bomb number one, that the reason why Eichel Nefesh is Mutter always is because it's not a Malachah. Cooking food on Yontif for food is not called a Malachah. Malachah means I'm doing a Malachah. That's not called a Malachah, it's called you're cooking for Yontif. Is when the Torah went ahead now and said that you're also to go ahead and burn Shemen Sreifa B'yantiv even for the purpose of lighting a candle, which is Eichel Nefesh. His vice says the Torah was Machshevit a Malacha Hagam B'dat Eichel Nefesh. Normal Eichel Nefesh is not a Malacha. Normal Eichel Nefesh is not a Malacha. Normal Eichel Nefesh when I'm doing a Malacha on Yantiv for Shabbos is not called the Lav Malachi. But the Torah was what? But the Torah came along and asked burning Shemen Sreifa on Yantiv. So Lashon of Rashi is Achshevit a Havarasa. What's Achshevit a Havarasa mean? The Torah gave it a chashivas of a malacha. Therefore, you now let it burn shemen sreifa on yantiv. Shemen sreifa, truma, which became tummy, where the din is supposed to be burned. You now let it burn on yantiv. You now let it burn on yantiv. Even when you're doing eichel nefesh, even when you're doing it to light a candle at the suda, why not? Because it's called a malacha. And why is it called a malacha? And therefore what? Something which is a malacha doesn't have a heter of eichel nefesh. Okay, stop right here. Okay. So that explains why I can't light the candle with the shemen sreifa for the suda. Why can't I give it to a behemah? This is the big mystery. But Rashi said I can't give it to a behemah either. Halo, there's a big problem. You have the challah tmeya, you have the isa tmeya. So you're right, I can't go burn it and use it for a sukkah. I can't go use it for firewood. Because it ain't sarfen, because it's a malacha. Why can't I go give it to a dog? Why can't I go give it to behemah? That's the big mystery in the Rashi. Why are you making a face, Lana? Huh? You don't see what I ask? No, the Rashi's a riddle. You saw the Rashi this morning? Rashi's coming to explain that when I'm going to be mafresh, I have a big problem. I have dough. I want to make bread. I'm going to make matzah for yontif. I'm going to be mafresh challah. I'm not going to have what to do with the dough. Eat it, I can't eat it because it has to be burnt. Leave it till the night, I can't because it becomes chametz. And to burn it, even for eichel nefesh, by the way, let me burn it. Let me use it as firewood. Let me put it under the steak. The answer is no. Ain't so far. Okay, so give it to an animal. Says Rashi, so Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi Mevov is very mekatza. The Rashi Beitz is Meirich. And the Rashi Beitz has a whole shtick of Torah. That the din that says, Ein Sofren Kotcher Beyontav, even when it's Eichel Nefesh, is because it's a Malacha, because the Torah Achshavei, the Torah was Machshavei as a Malacha. Slowly, one second. How does that explain the beginning of Rashi? But the beginning of Rashi said what? You're not allowed to give it to a Behemoth either. What? The Rashi's Ikra Chosim Asif. Rashi starts off and says that you can't take the truma tmeya and you can't take the chala tmeya and give it to an animal, which would be the resolution of the problem. It would be a simple problem. Give it to the dog and get it. The answer is, says Rashi, because you now let it burn truma tmeya and yantiv, even though it's eichel nefesh. Okay, very nice. That's burning. What about giving it to an animal? How did Rashi answer the kasha? Why I can't give chala tmeya or truma tmeya to the animal? How did Rashi answer the kasha? One second, give me the light, disturbing. Yeah, not disturbing. Listen carefully. What's Pshat Rashi? How did you learn this morning? Is about this mekubal to learn. The Rashi stayed a big vart. Rashi stayed as a whole shtickle Torah. The Rashi's pasach makad v'si mechavis. He started off with the din that you can't burn it and you can't give it to an animal. He doesn't explain why you can't give it to an animal. Is a pshat like this, slowly. The Birat Dvar was like this. What's like a pshat? You're not allowed to burn kachrim and yantav. A guy has kachrim, truma, tummy. A guy has challah, it's tummy. You're not allowed to burn it on yantav. That's not that of a pasach, because it's a kachrim and sefer Shabbos. For Rashi, Akasha, what happened to Eichel Nefesh? Says Rashi, it's called Amalacha. Says Rashi, but Rashi hit it on three words. Kivan the Achshavei. What does Rashi mean to say? What Rashi means to say is, that since the Torah said that it has to be burnt, since the Torah said it has to be destroyed, so the Torah made the burning into a Choshev Azach. It's a Choshev act. And about the Torah was Machshev, the beer of the Truma. The Torah said it has to be destroyed, it has to be gotten rid of. Is the Achshavei turns it into a Malacha, and that's why it's also, even though it's Eichel Nefesh, it's coming like this. Rashi's coming to say Pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov. It's Gzeres HaKosov, by the way, so it's not a Sfar. The Gzeres HaKosov says you're not allowed to burn it even though it's Eichel Nefesh. Why? Because the Pshat is, it has a Shem of a Malacha. Why does it have a Shem of a Malacha? I want to explain a little bit more length. The Baal Torah Kedosha wants this Truma Tmeya eradicated. So the eradication of the Truma Tmeya, the eradication of the Chal Tmeya is a Choshev act. And therefore it's called a Malacha. I'm explaining Pshat in a Pasuk. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to do it. But what's together? What's Achshev mean? Achshev means as follows. That the Baal Torah Kedosha wants this object eradicated. So the accomplishment of the eradication, the accomplishment of the beer, has a chashivas that gives it a shem malacha. You did a chash of the zach. You did it. You turoif an eradication of the zach that the Torah wanted eradicated, and therefore that's the pshat in the gzeres hakosav that says that if you have truma tmeya, you're not allowed to use it on yontif to light a candle, which is eichel nefesh. You know, if you have isa tmeya, you're not allowed to use it for firewood to cook your steak, because the pasuk says it's also, but why is it also? It's eichel nefesh. The answer is eichel nefesh together is not called a malacha. Vibal the Torah wants this object eradicated, so the eradication of the object to zayif that it's called a malacha. Slowly, one second. Okay, and what does it have to do with giving it to your behemah, giving it to your kelev? Is Rashi Weisbois meant to say that since the Torah wants the eradication of the object? And the eradication of the object is called a malacha, quote-unquote, as opposed to eichel nefesh. So giving it to your animal is called a malacha. Giving it to your animal, which is also accomplishing the eradication, is an isser to do it because it's nechshav a malacha. I saw many years ago, Rav Shmuel asks, which malacha? Because show me in the Torah which malacha it says. You're not allowed to feed your animal. Which malacha is it? Unless you have to say that there's an isser on yontif to do things which are called loisasa kol malacha. You're not allowed to do a thing which is called a malacha. And this thing is called a malacha because you're accomplishing the eradication. And the eradication is ach shavei malacha. By the way, I'm not saying anything on my own. I'm reading the Rashi and Beitza. This is what the Rashi said, by the way. The Rashi and Beitza said a massive shtikul Torah. The Rashi and Beitza said that challah tmeya, the din is you have to burn it. So, in fact, Rashi Akasha says, give it to a kelev. Says Rashi, you can't give it to a kelev. Why not? Rashi has a whole shtikul Torah. Because the pasuk that says you're not allowed to burn on yontif, A, was said even by ochel nefesh, when you're lighting a candle for the meal. And the reason for that is because it's called a malacha. And the reason why it's called a malacha is because the Torah gave a chashivas to the eradication, and therefore the act of the eradication is called a chashiva, act of doing something which gives it a shem malacha as opposed to ochel nefesh. Okay, that's very nice. And how does that explain why you can't give it to a behemoth? The answer is that therefore giving it to a behemoth has a shem malacha, because by giving it to a behemoth, you're doing the eradication of the zach, and getting rid of the zach itself is called a malacha. That's the pshat in Rashi and Beitza. The Mele, when Rashi says by us, on Daf Mem-Vav, that you're not allowed to take the challah tmeya and give it to a goy, they give it to an animal, to club him. The reason is because of the Rashi and Beitza. Now, where did the Rashi and Beitza explain why you can't give... The Rashi and Beitza explicitly says you can't give it to a behemoth. And where did Rashi and Beitza explain why you can't give it to a behemoth? Where did Rashi and Beitza explain why you can't give it to a behemoth? The answer is, because Rashi over there said that Be'etzim should be mutter because it's Eichel Nefesh. And the reason why not is because the Torah was Achshavei Malacha. And why was the Torah Achshavei Malacha? Because the beer, the getting rid of it, the uftu of getting rid of it, gives it a chashivas that it's a choshev akir, it's called quote-unquote a malacha. Said Rashi, so giving it to a kalev and giving it to a behemtoi, which is another way of getting rid of it, is a malacha that you're not allowed to do on yontif. So you're not allowed to take your truma tmeya, your shemen sreifa, you're not allowed to take your isa tmeya, your challah tmeya, and give it to an animal, because on yontif it's nechshav a malacha. Where do I see it's nechshav a malacha? Because the Torah asked it burning shemen sreifa on yontif. And that's because it's achshavei malacha. What is the malacha? The malacha is the getting rid of it is called a malacha. Says Rashi, I don't care how you get rid of it. Say whether you get rid of it, I day sreifa. Say whether you get rid of it, I day giving to an animal. That's called a malacha. Correct. They didn't have flush toilets in those days, so that was the example. Yellow. Mamela.
Is this any way or
anyway,
of
you'll get rid of it, Mamish. It'll be a beer from the oilum. Throwing into the sea is not necessarily called a beer from the oilum, by the way. Rashi says later on that the crumbs are still around, etc., etc. It can go float to the surface. Okay, let's start now. Now we get to the famous Kasha of Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua latched on to a lashon of Rashi here. Listen carefully now. Hayetzi mitvareinu is, I'll make a long story short now, because now we're going to start the big lamedus. To make a long story short, there's a Rashi later on Daf Mem-Vav Amud Aleph that says that if a guy has challah tmeya, he was mafresh challah and it's tamei, there's nothing you can do with it. You're in big trouble. Can't eat it. Can't burn it, and you can't give it to a caliph. Why can't you give it to a caliph? Says Rashi in Beitza, because giving it to a caliph is a malacha. Where is it a malacha? So Rashi says in Beitza, a whole pilpul. That Bibald, burning Shemen Sreifa and Yontif is also, even though it's Eichel Nefesh, is because of Achshavei Malacha. Rashi means to say, so any way of getting rid of it is Achshavei Malacha. So to make a long story short, if a guy has Truma Tmeya on Yontif, the reason why you're not allowed to give it to a dog on Yontif is because about the Torah said, get rid of it. Where did the Torah say, get rid of it, burn it? And the Torah therefore was Machshav, the getting rid of it. So any way of getting rid of it is going to be a Malacha. Atkan, Rashi and Beitza, and Rashi and Imsach and Daphne Vom and Alpha Forosh. May the effect of Pnei Yeshua, Akasha that shook the world. In fact, the Helega Pnei Yeshua, Akasha, which shook the world. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, how could Rashi say, what did Rashi say? Rabbi Akiva is right, that Tashbisu is Erev Yontov, because if it's Havara, you can't do it on Yontov. He says, Rabbi, have a right, you hold it, Abraham is El Shef, Zak Rashi. What does he mean to say? Because if you hold like the Rabbanon, you can do it on Yontov. How do you do it on Yontov? Either Zark or Liyam, or you give it to a Kelev. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, how can you give it to a Kelev? If you give it to a Kelev, hello, you're doing a Malacha. Who in the world told you giving to Kelev is Malacha? Listen to the Kasha of Pnei Yeshua. Hello, we learned by Truma Tmeya. We learned by Chala Tmeya. That if you give it to a Kelev on Yontif, you're doing a Malacha. Why is that? Shteta Din. That any Din, that the Din of the object is to be eradicated, when you eradicate it, you're doing a Malacha. What do we learn out from the Rashi I'm involved in the Rashi in Beitza? Any object that the Torah Kadosh said get rid of it, the act of getting rid of it is a Malacha that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, the same way that Rashi says in Memvav and in Beitza, that you can't take Truma Tmeya, and you can't take Chala Tmeya and give it to a dog. Why not? Because that's an act of Malacha. Because any time you do the giving it to a dog, any time you have an object that's supposed to be gotten rid of, so the act of getting rid of it's called a Malacha, even if you're not burning it, how could Rashi say over here they're allowed to give it to a Kelev? That's the effect of Pnei Yeshua and Rashi. As they affect the Pnei Yeshua on Rashi. Affect the Pnei Yeshua on Rashi, I said a minute ago now, because it doesn't necessarily get rid of it. I just said, affect the Pnei Yeshua on Rashi. How could Rashi say that later a bon on Tashbisu could be on Yontif, and you have a simple eight, so you give it to your dog? You can't give it to your dog. Hello, it's carbon copy of Truma Tmeya. Truma Tmeya, you can't give it to your dog because the Torah said get rid of it. And anything that the Torah said get rid of it, so the Torah was machshiv, the act of getting rid of, and therefore you can't give it. Is therefore over here, if you bought the Torah, said get rid of it, so it's a malacha to go ahead and give it to what it goes. In fact, 1 second. It means we learn out from there of Achshavi that a zach that the Torah said that you have to get rid of it is not called Eichel Nefesh. It's here too. How in the world? How could Torah Rashi say la halacha? The later upon, you're allowed to give it to your caliph. It's Achshavi. The Torah was Machshavi because the Torah said you're not allowed to, the Torah says you have to get rid of it. In fact, the Peninsula. So Pnei Yeshua has a famous teretz, and the Velt had a suffix. Did he mean Reb Chaim or he meant the Pnei Yeshua? What's that? Did he mean the Chaim? Chaim and the Pnei Yeshua? Did the Pnei Yeshua mean Reb Chaim? Did the Pnei Yeshua predate Reb Chaim with 100, 200 years, 150 years out? That's the shaila. What did Reb Chaim say? It is the most famous Reb Chaim in Sefer. It's also the when they want to teach young boys 8, 9 years old what Reb Chaim said. Chavs and Gaffer, they teach them this Reb Chaim. By you people, it's when you're 80. Yeah, but when I was a child, this is the first Reb Chaim I ever heard. So I have a special chavir. So I was a little boy when I heard it for the first time. You're also little boys. Yeah, everything's relative. Reb Chaim, you all know, said a famous yisoid that's very similar to what the Pnei Yeshua said. And we have to be in Ayin, the Pnei Yeshua meaning what Reb Chaim said or not. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim spoke about a different topic. It's a famous Reb Chaim. I'm going to say over the Reb Chaim by heart, and then you'll learn it inside again. Reb Chaim said the Yisoid, which is very, very similar to the Pnei Yeshua, and the Velt says that the Pnei Yeshua meant to say what he said. It's not mashma the Pnei Yeshua, he meant mamash like him. He said something simple that I'll explain by Chava Gedolah. The din is, the Mishnah says in the end of Temura, Tosis brings it down in a number of places. One of them is we're going to see over here, Mitzvah Hashem. Is that Kol HaNisrafin, this means down over here on Amud Aleph, we'll see. There's a fundamental yesod like this. Kol HaNisrafin, anything with the din of the Torah is, they have to burn it. Ephron Mutter, the ashes are Mutter, slowly. Kol HaNisrafin, Ephron Mutter. All things which are, that's a Mishnah tomorrow. Kol HaNisrafin, all things with a din. For example, Klai HaKerem, the din is you have to burn it. Klai HaKerem, you have Klaim, the din is Nisrafin, H. So, if you burn it, the Ephron is Mutter. Kol HaNisrafin, Ephron Mutter. Why? Explains Tosis and tomorrow the Flamel Gimel Bay is a famous Tosis, one of the biggest Tosis in Shas, because Nasus Mitzvah Soy. The Isser Hanoah is only Kol's man. The mitzvah wasn't perpetrated. The minute you perpetrated the mitzvah, the Isser Hanoah is pakad, the Isser Hanoah goes off. So for example, we'll talk about a classic Isser Hanoah, Klai HaKerem. Klai HaKerem is also Hanoah. Klai HaKerem, the din is to burn it. If you went ahead and burned it, Nasas Mitzvosi, you perpetrated the mitzvah, you got rid of it. Nasas Mitzvosi, the Efer is Motor Hagam, that chemically, biologically, it's the same material. Up till now, it's also about all what happened. But when you do the mitzvah, once you do the mitzvah, so once the mitzvah is done, so then this Pukka de Israel, no. Nasas Mitzvosi, bottom, Lamagimel Tumor of Abeis, Lamagimel Abeis, bottom places, Nasas Mitzvosi, once the mitzvah is perpetrated to the object, so it's kilo, it's halacha status is over, it's pukka the dinim, and the afer is motor, you're allowed to use the ashes. You go make a barbecue with the ashes. The Torah in Siman Tov Mem Hei, Paskins, that if a guy goes ahead and burns chametz, the afer is motor. The Torah in Siman Tov Mem Hei says, if a guy goes ahead and burns chametz, you're allowed to use the afer. Tosfos brings this now later on, Daf Alfam Beit Meforash. Says the Torah, this din that Ephron Mutter, that you're allowed to use the ashes, is only later Yehuda. Who holds the name of Chametz El Sreifa? But according to the Rabbanan who hold, you don't have to do Sreifa, you can do other things. The Efer is not Mutter, the Efer is awesome. I repeat, the Torah in Siman Tov Mem Hei says that this din that if you burn the Chametz, the ashes on Mutter, is only later Yehuda, who holds the name of Chametz El Sreifa. But according to the Rabbanan who hold that you can do Tashbisu other ways, even if you went and burned it, the Efer is also. As I state in the Torah, famous Torah, his own Chiddush, in Siman Tov Mem Hei, says the Torah, the din, the chametz, when you burn it, is Ephron Mutter, like all these Surah Hanoah that are burned, it's only Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbanan Huol, Hashbos Asa, Bechol Domer. In fact, Rabbi Kiv Eger, in Siman Tov Mem Hei, in Shulchan Aruch, is the most famous Rabbi Kiv Eger in the Masechta, without question. In fact, Rabbi Kiv Eger, I don't understand you. What's the reason if you burn something it's Efer Mutter? Because Nasas Mitzvah, because you perpetrated the mitzvah to the object. And once you perpetrated the mitzvah to the object, so the din is that the object is Paka the Isser Hanoah. In fact, Rabbi Eger, there's no chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Although Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon only argue how to go about doing Tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon only argue about how to do Tashbisu, but they all agree that you have to get rid of the chametz. So once you went ahead and perpetrated a Sreifa, Nasas Mitzvah. Why does the Torah make a chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Halei, both of them. Halei, what's the reason why when you burn chametz is mutter? Because Ephron mutter, because Nasas Mitzvosai. According to Rabbanon, it's not Nasas Mitzvosai. The Rabbanon argue on Tashbisu. The Rabbanon hold there's no din. Just the Rabbanon said, Hashbos also b'chol davar. As a fact, the famous Rabbi Kiva Eger is Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger's famous Kasha, which is that, why is the Torah say Ephron is mutter, the Efer is mutter, the ashes are mutter, only if you burn a Le'er Yehuda, but if you burn a Le'er Rabbanon, it's not even mutter. Hello, you did the mitzvah, Nasas mitzvah, so just the Rabbanon say, you don't have to dafka burn it, you can accomplish it other ways, but the mitzvah is the same mitzvah. As a factor of Kiveger, says Reb Chaim, the famous Yisoid, that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is not just how to go about doing Tashbisu. And we're going to talk about this Yisoid many times during this month, but this is the first time we're bumping into it. Says Reb Chaim that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is not just how to go about doing Tashbisu, but rather the machlekes is what is the mechus of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And here Reb Chaim said his famous Yisoid of Chafetz Chaim Gavri. He said as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ein B'Chametz El Sreifa, where does he learn it out of Noiser? If he learns it out of Noiser, is the din of Noiser is that it's not a din on the gavra, it's a din that the object has to get burned. It's a chalois din, the chefza. The chefza has to be burned. 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 That's the din. The din of the burning stems from the need of the chefza to be burned, because the din of the chefza is that this chefza should be burned. The din of the Rabbanon of Hashbos Asa Chol Davar is because there's no din in the Chefza, there's din on the Gavra. You're not allowed to have chametz. You have to get rid of your chametz. And the way it means it's a fundamental chiluk in what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it out from Neisar, that it's Sreifa, the din of Tashbisu, the din of Sreifa, is a din that stems from the Chefetz. It's a din that stems that the din of the Chefetz is that it should be burned. It means that the Chefetz needs to be burned because that's its din. The din of the Chefetz is that it should be burned. According to Rabbanon who don't require a dafka Sreifa, why not? Because it's not a din in the chefs that the chefs has to be destroyed. It's a din in the gavra should get rid of the chametz. Aleph. Says Reb Chaim on another shtickle Torah, that the din of Ephron mutter, that the efer becomes mutter, It's because Nasus mitzvosa is only when the mitzvah was a mitzvah of the object. That means like this. You have an object that's also b'hanav, and the object had a din that it should be burnt. So when you do the act of the burning in the object, vibalt nasus mitzvosoi, vibalt the object's din was accomplished, vibalt the object's din was done, so the dinim of the object changed. Says Reb Chaim, but according to the Rabbanan hold, hashmas also b'chol davar. So the din of tafisu is not a din that stems from the state of the chayfetz, but it's din of the gavra. So there are no dinim in the chayfetz. It's a din that the gavra has to go ahead and do tashbisu. So that the gavra does tashbisu doesn't change the halachas of the chayfetz, and that's why the efer is usur, even if the nasas mitzvah soy, because the din that the efer is mutter once you do the mitzvah is not a din on the gavra once the gavra did his mitzvah. The only time we say that the status of the object changes is when the mitzvah soy was done. When the mitzvah of getting rid of it is a mitzvah in the chayfetz, so then we say that by doing the maisa to the chayfetz, the object is paka the din. Abaluyitzur, it's only a din on the gavra. If you don't mind, take out the sheet for a second. I want to read the Reb Chaim inside for a second. V'nira deloy dami hamitzvah shal shasbisu, that was also b'chol dovel the mitzvah sreifa. The mitzvah tashbisu b'shari hashbasais, the mitzvah tashbisu in all the other ways, have the ikra mitzvah shaloye ala bailam chometz. The mitzvah is that the bailam shouldn't have chometz, it's dinam the gavra. Masha enkein, in mitzvah b'sreifa, have the mitzvah shachayel b'chepsa shal chometz. The chal of boy din sreifa, it's chal in the chometz of din sreifa. Now he says, well, the inyan heter the nasas mitzvosoi, but inan dafke shei nasas mitzvosoi v'hacheftza. In order to go say that there's a heter, it has to be that there's nasas mitzvosoi in the chefetz, oz niter hachefetz. The loikish ha-bailam kimu mitzvah, the rami alayu. But not when the bailam did a mitzvah that was mutl on them, yehei niter b'zachefza. He says something very cynical. Just because the bailam went ahead and did a mitzvah that was mutl on the gavra, that's the reason why the chefetz becomes mutter. What happens? You have a cheftz over here. The cheftz was also about now. So what if it got burned? It's like also about now. It's the same chemicals, the same molecules. Alamai, the gavra went ahead and did what? Alamai, the gavra went ahead and did what? The gavra did a mitzvah. Says Reb Chaim, just because the gavra did a mitzvah, just because the gavra did a mitzvah, that's the reason why there should be a status change in the cheftz. Nasis mitzvah soy. If you did a perpetrator the mitzvah to the object, then the status of the object. Okay, shaper mechale kator ben hashmasos mechaldom v'esveifo. Ashenkin im mitzvosa b'sreifa the nasa ha-mitzvah b'achefza v'ri nasa's mitzvosoi alkein hutar efer, that's why the efer becomes mutter. That's Reb Chaim's famous yisoid to explain that the mitzvah of tashbisu according to a new hakir that we haven't seen yet the whole time, that the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda is the chefza needs to be burned, and according to the Rabbanan there's no mitzvah the chefza needs to be burned b'chal. Is a din of the gavra that he has to make sure that he got the chometz out of the world. And then the gavra has to do a maisa tashbasa. Says Reb Chaim, that's the nafkamina, copy the din of Efron Mutter or Efron Aser, is whether or not it's mitzvah soy, it's a mitzvah of the object or not. At Kan, the chilik that Reb Chaim says between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the gavra, the mitzvah of tashbisu, slowly. Comes along the veld, and the Pnei Shur Kemat says this, the fetus Reb Chaim, Pnei Shur Kemat says this, we'll see some what the Pnei Shur said. Comes along Reb Chaim, comes along the Velt and says, the Fidus Reb Chaim, we have Shad and Rashi over here. Why did Rashi say that by Truma Tmeya, you're not allowed to go feed it to Klavim? Because it's a Malacha. Why is it a Malacha? Because the Torah was Machshavit as a Malacha. What's that Torah? Where do you see the Torah as Machshavit Malacha? But the Torah said that you're not allowed to get, the Torah said get rid of it, and the getting rid of it is a Malacha, is a Chashav Azach. Where do I see that? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to burn it. Why the Torah say you're not allowed to burn it? Why the Torah say you're not allowed to burn it? Because it's Achshavei Malacha, says the Velt. And Pnei Shur Kemat says this, but according to Reb Chaim, says the Velt like this. Listen carefully. Watch. What's Achshavei mean? The Torah says get rid of it. So the act of getting rid of it is a Chashav Azach. Is it a Tifka? The Torah says get rid of it. So the act of the getting rid of it is a Malacha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's only when the din of getting rid of it is a din in the chefza. This chefza needs to be gotten rid of, so the getting rid of it is a chashav azach. I repeat. This chefza, the chefza needs to be gotten rid of. So the getting rid of the chefza took a big uftu. It was wiped out from the world. And the chefza needs to be wiped out. So when the din is in the chefza, that this chefza is a din that has to be wiped out, and you wiped it out, So then it's called a malacha. But according to the Rabbanan, there's no dimachal that the chefs has to be wiped out. There's nothing wrong with the chefs. The chefs' existence is beside, it's fine. At kidekach, that Reb Chaim said that if you go burn it, the effort is awesome. Because there's no nasas mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah the chefs alone, everything's fine. No vas. There's a din on the gavra, that the gavra has to do an act of getting rid of it. That's not called achshvei malacha. For achshvei malacha, it's not enough that the guy did a pu'ula of the mitzvah. For achshvei malacha, it has to be that the getting rid of is a din in the chefsa, that the getting rid of the zach is a choshev zach, because it was an uftu of the object being gotten rid of. But if the vart is a din in the gavra, so it's not a din in the chefsa that is a din. The achshvei malacha, what is the chashivas of the malacha? The chashivas of the malacha is that it's a din in the chefsa needs to be gotten rid of, so then anytime you get rid of the chefsa, you tuned off. By the way, malachas in accomplishments. You change something in the world. What's a malacha? A malacha is that you change something in the world, you accomplish something, you built something, you wrote something, you planted something, you baked something. That's the sort of a malacha. The word is you turay something. There was a din that the object should be gotten rid of, and you change the world. Now the object's not here anymore. Kol zeh, says the Velt, I'll leave it to Pnei Yeshua, which we'll see in a second. That's only Kol Zman, that there's a din in the object that it should be gotten rid of. So then I say that the getting rid of the object is a malacha. But if I say that there's no din in getting rid of the object, b'chal. There's a din that the gavra has to get the chametz out of his rishus. So the actual destruction of the chametz is not a chosh of a malacha. It's not a chosh of a uftu, because there's no inyan in the zach getting wiped out. And Mela, according to Rabbanon, you're allowed to give it to the klavim. Aye, truma tmeya, but truma tmeya is a din in the object. The din of the truma is that it should get burned. By truma tmeya, is a din in the object that the truma should get burned. Yivaldis, this is a din that the din of the truma is that its din is it should be burned, so that any form of getting rid of it is a chash of a zach, it's a chash of a uftu. Mashenke b'chametz, that's totally the machlekes of Yudin Rabbanon. Atkan, the teretz on the Pnei Yeshua's kasha aliba de Reb Chaim. Now, Pnei Yeshua himself said kimat this word. The reason why I'm allowing myself, how can I come along and bring a Reb Chaim to answer a Pnei Yeshua's kasha? Because if you look at the Pnei Yeshua inside carefully, the Pnei Yeshua himself kimat says in Beforosh. Where does he say in Beforosh? Pnei Yeshua says a different chakira, very similar to Reb Chaim, but he doesn't use the words chefsa gavra. Pnei Yeshua declares a new chakira. What's the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu to get rid of the object from the world? Or the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to make sure that you're not over by Rabbi Matzah? I repeat. Pnei Yeshua declares a different chakira, not chefsa gavra. He doesn't speak about Efron Mutter. Pnei Yeshua declares a lamdash chakira. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is get rid of the object. Or the mitzvah is do what's necessary not to be over by Rabbi Matzah. Anyway, you'll get rid of it, you'll be over by Matzah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's the machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds aim b'yochametz el sreifa because he holds the mitzvahs to get rid of it. For that, you have to burn it completely and get rid of it. According to Rabbanan, who says b'sos b'chol davar, the inyan is not to get to get rid of it. The mitzvah is to make sure that you're not over by Roman Matzah. There's a Rashi later on, Daf Chavches, that's mashma, that if you throw it into the sea, it doesn't get completely destroyed. So the chakir of Reb Chaim is a gavra, is a chefza. Because Reb Chaim has enough gemina legabi the din of nasas mitzvasa legabi whether the efer is mutter or not. The Pnei Yeshua says a different chakira. It's mashal Pnei Yeshua is not clearing chefsa gavra. It's clearing what is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah to get rid of the object? Mitzvah is eradicate chometz from the world, not getting into chefsa gavra. The mitzvah is eradicate chometz from the world, or there's no meaning of getting rid of chometz in the world. There's nothing wrong with chometz. Just do what's necessary not to be over by Rabbi Motzei. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to go burn it, and he learns out of Noisa because the mitzvah is to eradicate chometz from the world. The mitzvah is not to eradicate things from the world. The mitzvah is make sure you're not over by Rabbi Motzei. Says the Pnei Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is to eradicate it. So then the getting rid of is a chosh of a zach. Because that's the matora of the mitzvah. The matora of the mitzvah is to get rid of it. So getting rid of chametz is a chosh of a zach. So then avada and avada, you won't be able to feed it to the klavim. V'ashenke in le drabonon, that there's no mitzvah to get rid of it. So there's no problem with giving it to a kelev. I truma tmeya. By truma tmeya, the mitzvah is to get rid of it. So giving it to a kelev is called the malacha of getting rid of it. V'ashenke by chametz, there's no inyan to get rid of. By the way, it's very, very similar to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim didn't go into the chakir of Pnei Yeshua didn't go into the chakir of Chaim. Reb Chaim didn't get into whether tashbisu means getting rid of it or not. Reb Chaim said even if the mitzvah is getting rid of it, but if it's done on the gavra, not on the chefza, that's not called nasas mitzvah. That's not called that the uftu is not the chefza. And Yeshua says a slightly different Hakira. Hakira is not whether it's din in the Chefta or whether it's din in the Gavra. The Pnei Yeshua says a Hakira, a much more easier Hakira, is the mitzvah of Tashbisu to get rid of the Chometz from the world, in which case giving it to a Kelev is going to be a Chashem Malacha, or the mitzvah is not to be over by your own by Matze, in which case the getting rid of is Bechal not a Chashem Azak, because nobody said to get rid of it. The Melo says the Pnei Yeshua, that Rashi says in Beitzah, that you can't go give it to a Kelo by Truma Tmeyas, because Ach Shevei, when is it called Ach Shevei? When the mitzvah is to get rid of it, so the getting rid of it is a Chosh Vezach, so then I don't care how you get rid of it, say if you burn it, say if you give it to a Kelo, that's no good. Mashenke says the Pnei Yeshua, according to Rabban and Rol B'chol Dover, that means that the mitzvah is not to get rid of it B'chol, the mitzvah is just not to be over by Rabbi Motzei, so there's no Ach Shevei, there's no Chosh Vezach in getting rid of it, therefore there's no reason why you can't give it to a Kelev, and that, so say according to Reb Chaim, say according to Pnei Yeshua, the difference between Truma Tmei is that Truma Tmei is the din that the object has been gotten rid of. Only over there do we say Ach Shevei, that's called the Chosh Vezach. By Chometz, let the Rabbanon, either like Reb Chaim, it's not a din in the Chefza, and Yvald is not a din in the Chefza, therefore it's not called the Chosh Vezach getting rid of. Or according to Pnei Yeshua, B'chol, there's no inyan of getting rid of it. At Kan, the... One second. No. Okay. That was the famous kasha Pnei Yeshua. Why is Chometz different than Truma Tmeya, Yachilan, or the Klavim? And we're tiny, big raid, that the Rabbanon's din of Hashmasos B'chol Dover is either not a din in the Chefza, or it's Bechal not a din in getting rid of it, and therefore the din of Lo Yachidana L'Klavim doesn't apply. What's true on this?
Rashi says,
really what do we mean to ask? We have to ask from Rashi. Huh? Why do we have to ask from Rashi? Oh. What's true on this? Rashi says, really sorry. Oh. What's true on this? The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's hard to argue out of Pnei Yeshua, but his whole Shtei Kotor from beginning to end doesn't make any sense. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda holds Embryo Chomets El Sreifa. Rabbi Kiva holds Embryo Chomets El Sreifa. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov, right? Slowly. Then the Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? And Rabbi Kiva holds Mitoch, he doesn't hold the Mitoch. Because if he would hold the Mitoch, so the same way it's Mutter Farchal Nefesh, it's Mutter even for what? Same way it's Mutter Farchal Nefesh, it's Mutter even Shalei Lachal Nefesh, right? State in the Gemara, that even if I hold like Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Biyo Chomets El Sreifa, if it would be Eichel Nefesh, or I would hold Mitoch, what would be the din? What does the Gemara say? Hey, Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Biyo Chomets El Sreifa. But that's not enough. What about a het of Eichel Nefesh? We don't hold the Mitoch. Let's say you would hold the Mitoch. I'll just get even better. Let's say you would have Eichel Nefesh. Moirai Rabbi Sai. Late Rabbi Yehuda. If I would hold Yolada do Eichel Nefesh, would I be able to take Chometz and burn it under my pot and cook my steak? Yes or no? What? Well, according to Pnei Yeshua, what are we doing? No, why not? It's like Truma Tmeya. So how could the Gemara say that the reason why according to Rabbi Akiva it's also to burn it on Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda and Chometz El Sreifa because he doesn't hold the Mitoch, and if you would hold the Mitoch? I'll just give better. Mitoch is Hutra Tzor Shalotach. I hope even it's Eichel Nefesh Mamash. If it would be Mamash Eichel Nefesh, according to Bnei Yeshua's line of reasoning, you'd be allowed to, I mean, it's not Kash, let Rabbi Yehuda hold the Eichel Nefesh El Sreifa. You're allowed to go burn it on Yom Tov if it's Eichel Nefesh? No, why not? Because it's Doimet to Truma Tmeya, because it's Ach Shevei, because it's Malacha, correct? So what's that Araya? It's Araya that the whole Kash of Bnei Yeshua doesn't start, for some reason. What's that Araya? It means everything he says is not true. Pnei Yeshua came along and said that the reason why Rashi says Yachadanu L'Klavim, he has like this, how could Rashi say Yachadanu L'Klavim? Truma Tmei can't be Yachadanu. So what did he answer? The fact that Rashi said Yachadanu L'Klavim is only like the Rabbanan because the above mentioned numbers that the Rabbanan are different. Shtei Mefurash and Pnei Yeshua Mefurash. The Lord Rabbi Yeshua, Lord Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Ebi Chomet El Sreifa, it's exactly like what? It's exactly like what? Like Truma Tmeya, right? The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that if there would be a heter of Eichel Nefesh, like Rabbi Akiva, you'd be allowed to burn it on Yom Tov, correct? Because there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh. Because we don't say Mitach, so there's no Mitach. I understand you. Halei Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have a heter of Eichel Nefesh. By Truma Tmeya, you don't have a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Rashi said before Shabbatza that if you would take the thing and do Eichel Nefesh with the Truma Tmeya, you can't. Why? Ach Shevei Malacha. So what did Pnei Yeshua answer? Let Rabbanan now. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says that Pnei Yeshua, it's also. The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara by El says, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Michal Mazel Shrefa. In fact, the Gemara, very nice. But what about Echel Nefesh? The Gemara says he doesn't hold the Mitoich. In fact, if Akash and Lede would be Echel Nefesh, he still can't do it. It's like Truma Tmeya. Elamai Tzaraya, that Truma Tmeya and Chometz have no shekhas to each other. Obviously, the whole Kasha of Pnei Yeshua doesn't start. Obviously, Truma Tmeya and Chometz are different. The big mystery is why. But we have to go look now for different teretz on the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. I can't hear what? I'm not talking about the rice, we need to put the rice. Don't. The shbisu. The rice of the shbisu. He didn't do bitlof yet, I mean, I thought, you know, he didn't do bitlof also, him to burn onions, I knew he came up for that. I said, we're talking about the guy that didn't do bitlof, talking about the piece of the rice, when was the piece of sitting, you forgot? Okay, so. I'm asking, gosh, how did you learn tomorrow this morning? What's the way the guy's coming to lunch and you never watched the rice? No, you don't, not me the rest. Just a couple of bitlof sake. Forgot that?